Welcome to the Smarter Roofer Podcast.
Join twin brothers Elias and Matt Raber,
along with co-host Owen Schrock, as we share current marketing, sales, business, and life strategies to help you grow your commercial roof coating business. Let's dive in.
Today's topic, well, it's not about you, but we're going to talk about that. This morning I came out real early, out of the house. First thing I hear is these birds chirping. These spring birds, and we're recording this almost December, and I hear these birds chirping like spring. The sun's shining today. It's a beautiful morning, real crisp and clear, and I love spring, so of course I notice things like that. That reminded me, somebody shared this story. They were in New York City on the subway Monday morning, first thing of the week. They got onto the subway. Everybody's, you know, reading their paper, quiet, drinking coffee. And they stop at this next stop. And this family comes on, the dad, three or four of his children. They come onto the subway and the atmosphere totally changes. The children are running around. They're loud. The dad just, you know, he's quiet. He just sits down, quiet, thinking. But the children running back and forth through the subway and they're being really loud, then they start hitting people's newspapers and laughing, carrying on. The atmosphere totally changes. It's chaotic. It's a mess. But the dad just sits there quiet, doesn't do anything. And then this gentleman leans over a little bit, and he wants to tell him about the children, you know, hey, it's Monday morning, it's early. What about calming down your children? Before he gets to say anything, the dad looks over a bit and says, yeah, their mom didn't make it. And all of a sudden, the atmosphere in the subway changes again because it's what we call a paradigm shift. It's the same situation. The situation really hasn't changed at all, but the paradigm shifted of the person looking at the situation. Mm-hmm. It comes back to perspective, I think. Heard someone yesterday in church mention, it's an awesome day. And yet, you look outside, it's cloudy, it's overcast, cold, drizzly, normal Pennsylvania weather, you know? But his perspective was, it's an awesome day to be alive, because earlier that week, he almost got into a terrible accident, avoided by 12 inches. His perspective was totally different. Sometimes we need to step back and take a look, perspective. Mm-hmm. That's been on my mind this morning. Today's topic, I think, ties into that. It's not about you. What are some ways to apply this in business? What are some situations that we end up in and we really want to tell the prospect or the customer, hey, this is how it is, and we really want to look out for ourselves, but it's really not about us.
I mean, I think we, and anybody that has worked with people for any amount of time, can give examples of people that made it about themselves who didn't make it. And I think it's important to have a healthy perspective of that and not just leave it's not about you hanging at it's not about you. Because the truth is, it is about you, but it's also about your customer. If you go out and are told that you will not get paid for what you do. Owen, you do website. If you know that the next 10 websites that you're going to build aren't going to make you a dime, you're not just going to do it for the individual because there's nothing in it for you, or at least that's where most people are with their business. They will not go out there and work the next year if they're not going to get paid. And so the reality is, it is about you. It is about your family. It is about comfort. It is about providing. And if you can't provide, then you have to figure out how you can provide. It's about figuring out how to have a healthy relationship with it's not about you, and understand it is about me and my customer. It's about both of us. And if at the end we both win, then we both win. If only you're winning, it's not going to work. And if only your customer's winning, it's not going to work. So you have to figure out how that you can go out there and make it about your customer, and make so that your customer feels like it's about your customer, but at the same time, also understanding that it isn't just about him, it's also about me providing. And so if you're going to go do a roof, for example, and you're going to be like, you know what, this is just about my customer, I'm all in it for him, I want him the best roof, I want it at the cheapest price, and all of this, the reality is that if anything goes wrong and you have 10 of those customers and anything goes wrong with that project, and you have to go back and pump $5,000 each into those projects, it's not the best for your customer because there's no money left over to give him the service that he's trusting you to give him.
Well, and then your family suffers too, or those, you know, that you're providing for, they suffer. Your church probably suffers. A lot of people suffer if you're not charging enough, just for one example.
So it's just important, I think, in business that you have this healthy relationship when the customer says, hey, can you sharpen your pencil and do it for a lot cheaper? Maybe sometimes you can, but you have to make sure that you can give the customer what he wants and provide for your family at the same time. So it's about you and it's about him. And if both of you win, you have a winning business.
And people can tell really quick in business or in life in general. People can tell really quick if it is about you or if you are honoring other people. I've said this for years, in a good business deal, I believe that you and your client are both sitting there at the end of the project and you're both happy. That's a super big win. You've done what you're after, and that's to get profit for your company and to provide for your family, and the customer has what he is after. And in roofing, it's a dry building. That's a win-win, right? It's good for both parties. People can tell really quickly if your motives are selfish or if you have good motives, if you're out there to provide value in the marketplace, to honor other people and to build it. And we've worked with people over the years. I remember one guy, he's not in our team anymore. He just was adamant about, I'm not selfish. Yet almost all his customers and the people he worked with called us and were like, dude, I can't stand this guy. He had people in his team that were just like, all he cares about is the money, I'm going to make him. And I brought it up to the guy and I'm like, hey, you got to like care about your people. These are people in his team. You got to care about your people. And he's like, oh, dude, I care about my people. But it was just like the nonverbal things that he was doing that he was just stoked to have this guy on his team because he's going to make me all kind of money. And eventually his entire team left and he left because it was a bad experience. But it all came down to somebody being very selfish about, you're in it for me. Even though he didn't say it that way, it came off that way. And so you have to care about your people. Because your people are, that's what's going to, what's the word? I'm going to bring loyalty.
And appreciation.
100%. If money was what kept people in your team or in your business or whatever, if it was only money, companies like Google and Apple would have a really high retention rate of people that work in their companies, yet they have a big turnover rate. And a lot of these kids leave and go work for a company for almost half the pay. And they usually end up building and making careers in those companies because they're valued and appreciated. And so people really want to be a part of something, not just the people in your team, but your clients and your customers, of something that they feel like they're making a difference and they're appreciated on all those things. And you can do that all while making a great profit for your company.
It has to go even beyond the surface level of basically you have to root out selfishness. Mm-hmm. I mean, you still have to have targets and goals for your company. Your business should be the vehicle to get where you're called to go. But then providing a value to the customer that is actually valuable to them. We're almost talking just about surface level things in a way. We're talking about the end result, what we're trying to achieve. I think having the right belief system and foundation is probably going to be key to that.
All of us sitting here, and I think a lot of our listeners, I think a lot of the foundation is rooted in God. And I help pastor a church, and I love the subject. The Bible says God is love. In the world of people, people want to feel loved. People are going to stay in an environment they feel loved. The Bible says in, I think it's in Galatians, it says the fruit, it talks about the fruits of the Spirit. I mean, this is foundation. You know, the fruits of the Spirit, if you have Christ living in your heart, there is things, you'll be able to feel love in situations that maybe our natural response would not be to love, right? And there's care. And it says in Galatians, it says that the fruits of the Spirit are love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, kindness, meekness. Take any one of those things away from a team, your people are not going to be loyal. You know, the opposite is selfishness and hate. And, you know, the opposite is everything that makes people leave. Because people, want to be a part of something that they feel cared for and loved and needed, and there is long suffering there. There is, you work with your people. You don't just kick them out of your team. I've told a few of our employees in the last year, I said, look, I don't look at you any different than I look at my child in a different way. But I said, if my son comes home from school and he has an F in a certain grade, I don't say, you're not my son anymore. I say, how can we get this F to an A? And I said, it's the same way. We learn from mistakes. And so I said, in our business, I know none of us is perfect. I'm going to let you down and you're going to let me down. And it's fine. But we're going to learn from those things and try to get better. I'm not going to kick you out of the team. We're going to sit down and learn. And I think it creates a safe space for people, because now there's not this fear culture. There is a growth culture. I think foundation really has to do with what we just talked about there for a minute, you know, that the foundation really is the fruits of the Spirit.
Yeah. And I think people want to be part of something larger than themselves. Everyone does. Everyone wants to be part of a group or part of a movement, part of something bigger than themselves. If we're just selfish, it's for me. I want to sell you something because I'm the only one that's going to benefit here. Then no one wants to be part of that.
One of the easiest things that, especially for new people in business that are trying to take what we're saying and just make it applicable to their next prospect or customer, is learn to ask questions that are about them. Just learn to ask good questions. If you're going in to look at a roofing project, learn to go in there and not just start talking about you and your solutions. Learn to go in there and just say, hello, sir, where is your problems? Can you show me what your issues are? And then go talk about that. And then while you're talking about some of those things, find other questions as you go about walking through the building or whatever. Find other questions you can ask him about him. The same goes for your prospects. If you're building a team of contractors, for example, then you can apply this to really almost anything. But if you're building a team of prospects, is sitting down with that individual and not just saying, here's how we can help you. It's saying, can you explain to me what you're doing today? Can you tell me what your problems are? What do you want to see change? What do you want out of life? What are your goals and dreams? It just starts the conversation and the relationship on such a better path than if you jump in. How can you give him a solution if you don't even know the problem? Because your one-size-fits-all solution isn't a one-size-fits-all. And it might be the same solution somewhat for every building owner, because it's a roof. But at the end of the day, if you're not finding out what their problems are, they are probably not feeling like they were heard. They are probably not feeling like your solution really fits them the same way, even if you said the same thing without asking those questions.
It's about you, but it's not about you. Hey there, commercial roofing pros. Save the date, March 13 and 14th, 2025. The Smarter Roofer Conference is coming your way. Get ready for two action-packed days of trainings and insights on the key ingredients of a successful business. Learn cutting-edge strategies, boost your sales tactics, and elevate your marketing game. But that's not all. Connect with fellow roofing business owners, meet top industry vendors, and have a ton of fun along the way. This is a must-attend event to take your commercial roof coating business to new heights. Save the date, March 13 and 14th, 2025. Let's build success together at the Smarter Roofer Conference.